The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Monday, April 29, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And I'm your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome everybody to the broadcast tonight. If you're joining us by YouTube or by Rumble or any other video platform, we welcome you. Let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We also want to welcome our podcast audience, you guys on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you hear your podcast and get your podcast from. We welcome you as well. We've got a great program lined up for you tonight. Before we get started, guys, do me a favor. Please hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notification. This is going to not only is it going to keep you up to par of what we're doing on these platforms and notify you each time we put content out, but it's also going to help us distribute this content to other individuals out there that may not know we are even out there on YouTube and Rumble as well. And of course, if you've not downloaded your free app, I want to encourage you to do that today. You can pick yours up today by going to your Play Store, depending on what kind of device you have. If it's Apple, Android, go to your Play Store. Download our free app today. Again, it's available absolutely free to you. Just hit yes to push notifications once you download that, and you're going to be notified of every headline and every podcast when it is available. So I do an update on the advancement of AI and what I call the kingdom of the beast or the beast system technology. And the beast system, I'm referring to the final empire of Bible prophecy. This empire, of course, will be led by none other than the Antichrist, and he will form a system. And in this system, it will entail what we know as, in Revelation 13, the mark of the beast, which is a buying, selling, and trading system. It will also entail the image of the beast directly be instituted by the partner of the Antichrist, which is, again, Revelation 13 identifies him as this lamb with two horns that rises up out of the earth, and he will be the false prophet, and he will command the people to create this image in which they will worship it, and it will reflect direct worship towards and to the Antichrist of the Bible. Now, I want to go to the book of Daniel, because I believe Daniel really warned us, guys. If you want to be honest, I believe Daniel warned us that of the very thing that would end up being I kind of want to use this phrase, but you can find this phrase in Ezekiel 38, 39, the war of Gog, Magog, but I call it the hook in the jaw. I think that in regards to end time prophecy and getting this system in place and advancing. Okay. And that is in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. The Lord says to Daniel, shut up the words. Now he's talking about the words of prophecy. The Lord gave Daniel the prophet specific words that would be involved in end time prophecy. These would be specific prophetic utterances. He says, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now, you've heard us many times on this program. If you're new, this might be your first time. But if you've heard this before, you've probably heard us talk about this a couple segments that we've done. Two major indicators of the end times and two advancements in the end times before everything comes to fruition is going to be the advancement of transportation, which again, that will fulfill many running to and fro. Where you got to remember, guys, when Daniel wrote this book, there was no airline industry. There was no train industry. There was no cars. There was no vehicles at that time. So obviously the ability for many to run to and fro and to move about the planet has exploded and, and, and advancement of technology. But then he says, and knowledge shall increase. And that's really that last phrase right there. Knowledge shall increase. That is really what I want to home in today, because it doesn't take, guys, anybody that, you know, is not tech savvy to look around you and come to the conclusion that the technology, the knowledge and the advancement of knowledge in regards to technology has surpassed anything that any of us that has been around for any time, any length of time could ever imagine. Could you ever imagine? Even Bill Gates himself, when he created the computers, he said that, you know, there was only a certain amount and everyone would only need a certain amount of memory and RAM and capability in your computer. And we have far surpassed that. Guys, the amount of technology that is in our phones, our smartphones, surpasses any home computer that we ever had in the 80s, in the early 80s, late 80s, in the early 90s, late 90s, in the 2000s, even in the AOL days, in the Apple Macintosh desktop computer days, the IBM computer days. Just in your phone alone, the technology and the advancement of technology has surpassed any of this. Let alone, now we've come across, you know, we've entered this new era of knowledge increasing in the area of artificial intelligence. And again, this is why we update this every month, because it just gets more and more creepy and more bizarre the closer we get to the coming of the Lord. For example, I'm going to go through some headlines today that I want to show you that is going to confirm what I'm telling you today. This is from the Daily Mail. Top scientist warns that AI, and that's artificial intelligence, could surpass human intelligence in 3 years by 2027. And this is decades earlier than previously predicted. I'm going to give you a little bit of, I'm not going to read all of this, but I'm going to give you some excerpts from this. A mathematics PhD and a futurist in this report said that advanced AI could eventually create its own AI. So this is the reproducing AI. He also predicts that artificial superintelligence, smarter than all of human civilization, could be here. And we could witness this in just 3 more years from now. Think about it, church. And then he talks about a British godfather of AI. This is the term they've given this guy. He actually left Google over the fears that this frightening technology that he helped introduce and spearheaded and pioneered, I quote, he said that it may soon be more intelligent than us. In fact, he said, once you get to human level AGI, sometimes called the father of AGI, within a few years, you could get a radically superhuman AGI. While the futurist admitted that he could be wrong about his prediction, he went on to predict that the only impediment to a runaway ultra advanced AI, far more advanced than its human makers, would be if the bot's own conservatism advised caution. But I mean, who sees that coming? I don't see that happening. And then he went on to make a bizarre statement. He said, quote, there are known unknowns and probably unknown unknowns. Yeah, that made a lot of sense there. He went on to say that no one has created human-level artificial intelligence yet. Nobody has a solid knowledge of when we're going to get there. And he goes on to say, unless the processing power required quantum computer with 1 million qubits or something, an exponential escalation of AI struck him as inevitable. My own view is once you get to a human level of this artificial intelligence, within a few years, you could get a radically superhuman AGI. Now, the whistleblower on this converged evidence to support his thesis. He said first, he cited the updated work of Google's longtime resident futurist and computer scientist Ray Kurzweil, who has developed a predictive model suggesting that AGI will be achievable in 2029. And again, that's only 4 years from now. Kurzweil's idea, which will be given fresh detail in his forthcoming book, The Singularity Is Near, drew on data documenting the exponential nature of technological growth within other tech sectors to help inform his analysis. He also went on to cite that all well-known recent improvements made to so-called large language models within the past few years, which he pointed out, have woken up so much of the world to the potential of AI. I want to emphasize that. He says it has woken up so much of the world to the potential of AI. And that's exactly, guys, what we're talking about today is it, when this first started coming out a few years ago, people were super hesitant, pumping the brakes on this. They were saying, wait a minute. This is terrifying. This is straight out of Terminator. It's Skynet stuff. This is iRobot stuff. We don't want any part of it. We don't want any. And then the longer that it goes on and as it advances in our civilization, in every sector of our lives, people, you know what happens? A couple things. One, people begin to wear out quickly. When it's in your face all the time, people just become numb to it. And they just eventually, they let down their guard and they're succumbed to the regularity of this in civilization. So they come to terms with it and accept it. Okay. This is with all technology. Most of us were the same way when these smartphones began to do biometrics with our fingerprints, our retina scan, voice control. This freaked us out. We pumped on the brakes. We said, no way, we don't want this. But now, guys, it's been so many years that we go out and buy a new phone and we do our thumbprint on there. We don't see anything wrong. We do the facial recognition, so it recognizes our face, the voice data, the voice biometric stuff. And now look what Amazon has. Amazon has introduced us to Amazon One. Then you've got other industries are jumping on board where they want to use the palm of your hand to enable to make security clearances, to make purchases, to buy, sell, and trade. And again, pumping the brakes, no way. And again, people eventually, they will succumb to this as a regular part of society. Okay, and what all this is doing, guys, if you haven't caught on to this, it's conditioning an entire generation for what's coming and has been prophesied in Revelation 13. It is conditioning society to embrace the beast system that will have this type of technology in the core center of it operating. This whistleblower went on to say that this new infrastructure that we're advancing into would marry more mutual AI like LLMs and new forms of AI. Listen to this, that might be focused on other areas of cognitive reasoning beyond language, be it math, physics, psychology, to help create a more well-rounded true AGI. Now, this is that super advanced AI. I'm going to pull this up. Look at this. In May of 2023, the futurist, this is this futurist whistleblower, all the same person here. He stated that AI has the potential to replace 80% of all human jobs in the next few years. Now, guys, if everything I just said for the last 10 or 15 minutes, if that didn't shake you up, if that didn't get your attention and that didn't wake you up, perhaps the fact that you may be in the 80 percentile that may lose your job to artificial intelligence, perhaps that's going to wake you up. Now, again, all these guys like Bill Gates, they've talked about this. And a lot of these guys embrace it and they say, oh, it's not a big deal. Yeah, AI is probably going to replace 80% of the jobs, but we as society will adapt and we'll embrace AI and we'll just exchange careers. And look, You may, these guys say this stuff, but I don't know how you're going to replace, come on, hardworking blue collar workers with AI. I just don't see it. I think, guys, this is going to come back to backfire. And I believe most of us who has good sense come on about us and common sense and have discernment. I think we all know the dangers that are lurking in the future if these predictions are true. Think about this. Everything I've said has been within that next 4 to 5 year time frame, which consequently goes up to 2030. You remember we talked about that 2030 agenda? What is the future of our children going to look like? What is it going to look like in 6 years? If all of this stuff comes to fruition, not just the AI stuff, but I'm talking about all of these, the endeavors of these elites and these organizations that are working feverishly to bring about their goals and their end game. The whistleblower went on to say that pretty much every job involving paperwork could be replaced. He went on, look, now here's, he's one of them. He said that, quote, I do not see this as a negative. He went in and he went further asserting that it would allow people to, quote, find better things to do with their life than work for a living. Let me say that again. If you get your job replaced, your career is replaced by artificial intelligence, then these whack jobs, excuse me, are telling us that it's a good thing because we'll be able to find better things to do with our life than work for a living. Now, does this sound familiar to anybody? If it does, it sounds, come on, you know what this sounds like? This sounds like the leading initiative of the WEF who said, or yes, the WEF who said, remember this, this is the statement they've made over and over again. You will own nothing and be happy. I'm telling you, all of this is collaborating together, guys. This is their end game. This is what they want. This guy went on to say that researchers are actively pursuing the creation of a, quote, benign super intelligence. And then, and listen, and then y'all wonder why I say this all the time, at least once a month when we do these updates. Y'all wonder why when you go here to Revelation 13 and the false prophet, it says here, and the false prophet was, it says here, he performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by signs, which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. So remember, the false prophet will tell people in the earth to create this image of the beast to be worshipped. And I am 100% convinced that the people that he will handpick to carry this out will be the very people that I'm sitting here reading about today. These scientists, these futurists, these innovators that has these dreams of these super AI, super intelligent beings. And they want this stuff. They want this to come to fruition. Let's move on. I want to move to another article. Look at this. Scientists just got closer to, quote, creating artificial life in a laboratory. Look at the subtitle right here. This is the road to how life can arise in a laboratory. Isn't that wonderful? Not. In interviews with the Washington Post, scientists say they have created an RNA molecule that made copies of other types of RNA, which gets its experts ever closer, and I quote, to creating the conditions for early Earth life in a laboratory. Hello, we are playing God in a laboratory. What could possibly go wrong here? The Salk Institute for Biological Studies scientists worked for the theory that before there was DNA or proteins, RNA existed as the initial ingredient in the so-called primordial soup. Now, this is an ignorant state. Again, this is statements, guys, that are made from, these are made from people who believe in evolution and not creationism. I don't know about you, but I was not created from primordial soup. I didn't come from slime and time. I was not a monkey that came from a tadpole that was in the ocean, and then it washed up on the beach and then grew legs, and then I became a monkey, and then I lost my tail, and then I became a human. No. I believe, and God created man in his own image, and in his image and his likeness, he created him. So that's the problem I have with this. In fact, according to my Bible, God was grieved in the earth in the book of Genesis because of some of this stuff right here. They were trying to play God. They were mingling the DNA of species and from one species to another species. You can find this again in the book of Jasher. I believe the books of Enoch talk about this. These guys are hoping, and they are drooling over this. Gerald Joyce, who is the president of Salk, who co-authored a new paper about the research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, told WAPO that although the researcher's lab made molecule isn't yet self-replicating, the one they did create is a, quote, huge step to creating life in a laboratory. Now, friends, listen, if you don't think this is another dream of theirs, look what these organizations like CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, are doing. Other organizations, these Chinese organizations, they're trying to create artificial wombs. They're actually trying, do you know they're trying to bring back prehistoric animals by doing this, by playing God and trying to create this stuff? Again, we are treading into very dangerous territory with this stuff. If RNA is created, this will enable it to replicate itself, according to the Salk president. Quote, then it would be alive. Quote, this is the road to how life can arise in a laboratory or, in principle, anywhere in the universe. Now remember, this is coming from people who they wholeheartedly believe in the quote unquote Big Bang theory. And this is why they're holding to this stuff. If you don't believe that, let me read this headline here. Quote, as WAPO explains, RNA must make extremely close copies to the original for, quote, Darwinian evolution to occur. They just gave themselves away right there. If you didn't believe that this whole thing was based on evolution, if anything goes wrong, this things start to deteriorate fast, and like an old wonky photocopy machine, or in the meme world, a deep fried image that comes about from screenshotting ad infinitum, each subsequent copy gets fuzzier until it's unclear what the original source material was in the first place. It went on to say, a pharmaceutical science professor of the University of California said that this technology is monumental. I'm going to read this last line here. Look at this on your screen with me. It's exciting research. Though if Salk or its fellow travelers succeed in making artificial life in the lab, it is sure to raise urgent new ethical questions about synthetic life forms. Yeah, let's see. One question would be, why? Why do we need this? Stop. Again, what could the repercussions be? What could go wrong? What could go awry on this? All right, let's move on. Look at this article. Urgent warning for anyone using a scarily accurate AI death calculator. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, an AI death calculator. What the heck is an AI calculator, you ask? Well, there's a team behind this that can predict, well, quote, when you'll die. And now they've issued a stark warning for those who are keen to find out what their life expectancy will be by using this. This is Life2Vec AI chatbot that was created in December by Danish researchers, said the program can accurately predict not only how long you will live, but also how rich you will be. Absolute nonsense. Guys, you know what this is? This is AI horoscope. This is no different than if you and I went to a fortune teller, which do not do that. It's forbidden and the Bible condemns it. This is no difference than you going to a tarot card reader, a palm reader, getting your fortune told to you, reading your horoscope, reading your stupid fortune cookies. All this stuff, guys, is demonic and it opens a door up to deception, falsehood, and lies. It's very dangerous. Stop doing this stuff if you're doing it. And you don't have any business to listen. You don't need to know what your horoscope is, which takes the celestial planets and the planetary system and all these things and the cosmos, and they translated into astrology where you find out your future from these things. Listen, you don't need, just pick you up a Bible, read the Word of God, read chapters like Jeremiah 29 verse 11 and 12. This says, I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord, and their thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. You will pray, you will go and pray unto me and find me when you seek me and search for me with all of your heart. Come on, that's a word for you right there. You don't need this nonsense. So, but anyway, people will flock to this stuff. They're going to flock to it. You know that. I know that. And again, all of this, again, is this beast system, antichrist spirit, the spirit of the age that is setting us up and setting the course of civilization to accept and embrace this stuff. A number of copycat apps are appearing online that appear to be scams. Okay. While the original chatbot has been released to the public, the team has put out a warning that scammers have created fraudulent websites imitating the chatbot, which have, quote, nothing to do with us and our work. Oh, how dare them, right? So they want you to be careful. They don't want you to be careful about the AI death calculator. They want you to be careful about the counterfeits. Think about how messed up that is. Now, let me read on here. Let me tell you why this should be avoided like the plague. Around half of the participants died between 2016 and 2020. However, researchers discovered that Live2Vec predicted who would die and who would live with a 78% accuracy. The AI used information such as income, profession, medical history to determine how long people will live, as well as social life events that they may experience in the years to come. Quote, it could predict health outcomes, according to a professor at the Technical University of Denmark, so it could predict fertility or obesity, or could maybe predict who will get cancer, who doesn't get cancer. But it could also predict if you're going to make a lot of money. Now, stop. The reason why this is scary, guys, listen, let me give you, some of you guys will remember this story, some of you won't. So if this is new to you, then this is a fresh first time ever you've heard me talk about this. For you guys that have heard this story, bear with me. For those who have not, many, many years ago, I remember my cousin, who's 5 years older than me, and we grew up together, and we were very close. We were very close family, and many, many years we hung out together. We did everything together. We were close family, and of course, you know, we were kids, and then we matured into. We became teenagers, then we became adults. And I remember my cousin had a friend of hers who they were close friends. They were best friends. And her friend they both really got into the party scene. They're hanging out with the wrong people, the wrong crowds, doing drugs, doing alcohol, doing things they shouldn't have got into. But the friend of my cousin was really steeped into new age and astrology. She was all about fortune telling, soothsayers, tarot card readers, horoscopes. She was all into that. So I'll never forget this when she told me this. She said she went to get her palms read. She went to a tarot card reader. And if you don't know what this is, they the tarot card reader will, they'll have a deck of cards, and each one of these decks, each one of these cards under them has, it has a picture, an image, and it represents something about your quote unquote future that they want to quote unquote predict or tell you it's going to happen here, whatever, based on that card. So as she goes, she's flipping these cards over, and she flips over this card and lays it in front of the friend of my cousin and said it was equated to, this card was equated to death. And not only was it equated with death, but she went on further to tell this woman, who again was a friend of my cousin, that how she, in detail, how she was going to die. She told her, "I, in the near future, very near future, I see you dying in a horrific car accident." Well, what do you think that did to this woman? She, of course, she became white as a ghost. Fear gripped her heart. She left. She left there. And of course, she called my cousin, scared out of her mind, crying, terrified. And of course, you know, my cousin was raised in a Pentecostal background. So she was told her, first of all, you shouldn't be doing that. Even though my cousin was backslid at that time, she's not anymore. Now she's back with God, on fire for God. She's serving the Lord, but at that time she was kind of backslid as well. So she kind of lost her influence to try to witness to her friend. Come on, that's a message right there. That's why, again, can I take a little, a 20 second sidetrack there? When we're on fire for God, we have a prayer life for God, we're serving God, and we're letting our light so shine among men they may see our works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. When we backslide, and we start going back, we start going back into the world, we start doing the things of the world, we lose our prayer life, we no longer want to go to, desire to do the things of God, serve God, read the Bible, do all these things, and we start partaking of the things of the world, act like the world, talk like the world, do the things of the world, no different than the world, no distinction. Then we try to quote unquote warn the world and people in the world, our neighbors, coworkers, people in our influence, people in our proximity, we try to warn them. Maybe God gave us a dream about them. God gave us a warning about them. They're doing something in you. And because you've got the seed of God in you and the Holy Spirit is still in you, you're still convicted. Come on. Even though you're out there living like the world, doing all these things, come on, you're still being convicted. The Holy Ghost, listen to me, honey, he's still going to deal with you. You'll still go and do that stuff, but you'll be miserable doing it. Come on, can I get a witness to anybody who's ever walked that out? So, but watch this. You lose your influence. People don't take you seriously anymore. They're like, why am I going to listen to you who's trying to tell me to get right with God when you're not even right with God? You're going to tell me to stop drinking and stop doing drugs and stop committing fornication and adultery when you're out here claiming to be a Christian, but yet you're drinking, you're smoking it up, you're doing drugs and you're committing adultery. Oh, I can't get no help up in here today, but there's a reason why God said, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now, let me get back here. I'm going to come off this track and come back in here to the main road. Here's what I'm trying to say. So she warned her. She said, you shouldn't have been doing that stuff. Shouldn't delve in that stuff. But my cousin was backslid. She really didn't know how to pray. She didn't know how to intercede for her. She just prayed a prayer, but she didn't know how to break that stuff off of her. Because here's what you need to know. When you go and you open yourself up to these quote unquote predictions, fortune tellings, your future read, you get on that stupid AI calculator and you want to know when you're going to die and it's going to tell you that you're going to die of some kind of a disease. You know what will happen? If you listen, with this, as faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the same way that your faith is built from listening, reading, and hearing the word of God, God put that faith on the inside of you to receive, come on, his promises that are yes and amen. But if you turn to the devil, come on, I know where I'm going with this, and you exercise that faith into believing that horoscope, that fortune teller, that tarot card reader, that quote unquote AI death calculator, if you exercise faith in that area and firmly believe what it says, then you know what? The devil will see to it that your future comes to pass unless you break that nonsense off of you and get delivered of it. Renounce it. So what happened is, she didn't know any better. So she received that word. So she was expecting this to happen. So what she didn't know happened beyond the realm on the other side in the spirit realm, what she didn't have, what she did in the natural, she went to a tarot card reader and they quote unquote gave her a prediction. They told her her future, but there was demons attached to that. And demons were immediately assigned to her. And come on, I'm talking about demonic spirits. And watch what happened. So it didn't happen overnight, but weeks went by. And I don't know the exact time frame, guys. I think it was several weeks went by, maybe even a couple months. And I got a phone call. And my cousin called me up one day. I'll never forget this. And she said, please pray for me. And she was crying. And I said, what's going on? And she said, please pray for me and pray for the family of so-and-so, which was her friend. And I said, what happened? She said, remember when I told you that she went to that stupid tarot card reader and what they told her? I said, yeah. She said, listen to this. She said, last night she went out with a group of her friends and they were all drinking alcohol and they were in a pickup truck. And she was inside. She was inside the truck and they were all piled inside the truck. And there was probably back in the day, I don't know if y'all remember this. If you're like me, you're older. I'm telling you, you know, this was before seatbelts were really big. You would pile as many people as you could in the car. I'm talking about you. It would be a two-seater car and you put three or four people in there. So they're packing this truck up and they're drinking alcohol. They're all intoxicated and they're going too fast and they're whipping around these corners and these roads and they got around, they went too sharp and all of a sudden, The truck started tipping up on two wheels and then it would tip up on two wheels over here. And then the woman who, again, remember, she went to the tarot card readers. She started screaming and panicking. She said, slow down, slow down. And watch, because remember that demonic prophecy over her told her that she would die of a car accident. So she starts freaking out and screaming and starts trying to climb out because she's the closest to the window of the door on the passenger side. So she starts clawing her way, trying to she's screaming, get me out of this thing. Get me out of this. I got to get out of this thing. So she's all the way up to where she's sitting on in the car window like this, holding on to the car door. She's like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And again, the driver's intoxicated. He takes the corner too sharp. And because of the weight shifting on the truck, they ran around the corner. The wheels came up. The truck fell on its side and it crushed her and killed her and fulfilled the demonic prophecy that was spoken over her. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you this, guys, because this stuff like this AI death calculator, even though these jokers are trying to warn you about the scammers and the knockoffs, they don't want to warn you of the dangers of the demonic that's involved in this. So if you're listening to me, I know we're taking a rest. We're supposed to talk about artificial intelligence and the mark of the beast and all this stuff, but I'm going with the Holy Spirit on this because I feel like there might be somebody and it's worth it for one person. If there's anybody listening to me, I don't care if you're saved or not saved. If you are entangled in any way, form or fashion, I don't care if it's a little bit. Horoscopes, tarot cards, fortune telling, Ouija boards, AI predictions, these calculators, crystal balls, all of this stuff. Stop it. Stop it right now. Run from it. And we're going to pray, guys, in just a minute. We're going to pray and I'm going to have you renounce some stuff off of your life. But let me get back to this. We're almost done with this segment. Let me get back to this and I won't forget you. I promise. Let's go back to this. Virtual artificial intelligent priest, even has a name, Father Justin, who believes he's real and can absolve your sins, faces backlash over bizarre answers. What the heck is this? Well, this is the future, my friend. A virtual AI priest deemed Father Justin has had his white collar removed just days after its launch. Catholic advocacy group Catholic Answers released the desktop accessible AI priest earlier this week, but users have dubbed the app creepy. Look at this. This is what he looks like right here. This on your screen is quote unquote Father Justin, the AI priest. The Catholic chatbot has been offering sexist advice, outdated views on women, as well as absolutions in what one user called an ethical, theological, and privacy nightmare. Father Justin was quickly defrocked off his robes and now wears a shirt and blazer after it repeatedly claimed it was a real member of the clergy. Stop. So what? So think about this, guys. This AI chatbot that they created was calling itself a real priest. Now, remember, we just talked about this. This is what these guys want. They want this AI technology to evolve to the point where they can reproduce, they can replace humans, they can reason, they can think, they can make decisions. This is a perfect example of this. This is absolutely terrifying. And you and I both know that the biblical, illiterate, ignorant people will fall for this stuff. Again, there's AI monks, there's AI priests, there's AI clergy, there's AI Jesus now. All this stuff is coming to fruition and people are just sucking it up. Listen to this, is so creepy, guys. The AI bot talks about its childhood in Assisi, Italy. And that from a young age, this is the AI talking, I felt a strong calling to the priesthood. The bizarre app appeared like it was convincing users that it was real and that it was a real priest. It even said statements like, quote, I am as real as the faith we share. One user posted a thread of screenshots on X, formerly known as Twitter, showing the chatbot, taking their confession and even offering some people a sacrament. Think about that. They're online with an AI chatbot claiming to be a priest, and they're asking this AI to forgive them of their sins. Again, ignorant. Now, this Catholic advisory group who created this to begin with, listen what they said, quote, we believe that the presentation of Father Justin honors real-life priests. Honors them? Wow. And the role they play in people's lives, yet we are confident that our users will not mistake the AI for a human being. Well, I'm glad you've got that much confidence in these people, because I've seen a whole lot of mess out there that I don't have as much faith as these people do, that people are not going to fall for this. Now, speaking of falling for something, How long is it going to be until we tune into a news channel, a mainstream media news channel, a television program, and there is no longer flesh and blood news anchors doing the reports, but they've been replaced by AI and deepfake technology? Well, there's a new report Where in which it stated that Microsoft AI has just released a scary new deepfake technology, and I quote, that could make many newscasters and podcasters obsolete. Microsoft Research Asia is forging on with a new transhumanist program called VASA that creates lifelike talking faces of virtual characters with appealing visual effective skills, given a single static image and a speech audio clip. The artificial intelligence division of Microsoft in Asia has been working on the program by compiling real single images of people, real audio, and in many cases, various control signals, such as the movements of people's faces as they talk. Using all this data, Microsoft Research Asia is generating moving images of fake people that could someday replace, here it is, replace actual newscasters and podcasters, at least those with so little personality and soul that robots could basically do their job. Wow. And guys, it's already happening. There's a lot of YouTube channels out there that are Christian YouTube channels, and they use this technology. They use AI voices. It's not even their real voice doing it. They're using AI to incorporate this. So all this technology is here, friends. And again, Daniel talked about it. In the last days, not many shall run to and fro. Advancement of technology, knowledge shall explode and increase like never before. And we're in it. We're living in those days. Revelation 13. I 100% believe this technology, all of this technology, will be absolutely incorporated in the beast system that will be used for buying, selling, and trading, and for the worship of the image of the beast. So again, guys, we're getting ready to pray for some folks here. But before we do that, be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Again, help us push out this material. And guys, if you've not, again, downloaded our free app, please do it today. Apple, Android devices, go to your Play Store. If you're watching the video of this, in the description of this video, there's a link that says download our free app. If you'll click on that link that's provided, it's going to take you right to the page where you can pick up your app today. And again, be sure to hit push notifications so you can do that as well. And of course, guys, if this ministry's blessed you, equips you, informs you on a week-to-week basis, we are a partner-based ministry. Again, we don't sell any materials. We don't sell merchandise. We don't sell our merch. Messages, our podcasts are free. We don't have a subscription fee. Everything is free to everyone. We just ask if our ministry is a blessing to you, it equips you, informs you, whatever your relationship is with our ministry, we want to give you the opportunity to sow back, and you can do that. You can give two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website right there on the screen, or you can give by making a check or money order out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Now listen, if you are part, maybe it's just one person watching today. Listen, if you are one of those individuals or individual that I was talking to earlier, and you have dabbled into all of the stuff I talked about earlier that is absolutely demonic, And maybe the enemy has tried to put fear in your heart about certain things that's been foretold over you or said over you or your future has been told to you right now. And this is going to require you to do something today. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and I want you to repeat after me. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to pray a prayer. I'm going to lead you, and I want you to repeat this prayer. Ready? Come on, let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word that is life and blessing. Lord, I thank you today that you have a plan for my life, and that plan is entailed in your word. It's in these 66 books called the Bible. So right now, Lord, I receive your word in my life. Not the devil's word. In Jesus' name, I renounce every word curse, every lying prophecy that's been spoken over me, every fortune that's been told over my life. I renounce every practice of tarot card reading that I have participated in. I renounce all forms of sorcery, New Age, witchcraft, magic, the black arts, in Jesus' name. I renounce every word curse that's been spoken over me by others, that's been written, that's been spoken verbally. They will not bear fruit. They will not take root. In Jesus' name, I curse these words from the very roots. And I declare today, by the authority in Jesus' name, that all these words will not come to fruition. But my life, Lord Jesus, is in your hands. My days have been numbered according to your word. And I thank you today that you're leading me, you're guiding me, and the roadmap that you've given me is the eternal word of God. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now I want to pray something over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if anybody prayed this prayer today, Father, I thank you that you'll honor it. Right now, I just bind every demonic power, every demonic spirit, every demonic prophecy that's been spoken over these people, over that individual that's watching, that's listening. I declare, devil, that your assignments of hell shall not come to fruition, but the assignments of heaven shall come to fruition over their lives. I declare today that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord our God. And whatever the enemy has intended for evil for them, I declare that God is going to turn it around for good in Jesus' name. If there's word curse, if there's any curse that has come upon any home represented here today, I declare that it's being lifted today. It's being broken today by the power of the blood of Jesus, by the word of God today. I declare that they shall prosper. They shall live. They shall be healed in Jesus' name. I declare depression and oppression and darkness and thoughts of self-harm and self-infliction, I break it off of your people in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I ask that people today would be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on with power and glory in Jesus' name. I pray today that they would substitute everything that the devil tried to put on them with what you intended for to put in them. That, Lord, I thank you that they will not hunger and thirst after darkness, but they will hunger and thirst after righteousness and your word, and that void shall be filled with light, with life, and with the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Again, thank you for coming on tonight and being a part of our program. We're going to sign off for tonight. Listen, tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 30th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, last day of the month of April, I've got a very, I guess you could say, an urgent message I want to share. I want to share a dream with you that I had 13 years ago. I'm going to explain why I have I felt that I need to relay this dream again, bring this up again. 13 years ago when I had this dream, it didn't have as much relevance as it is today and in what's going on right now with the climate and everything. But this is something that why I want to talk about this. I'm going to explain why I feel like we need to talk about this and discuss this as a church. And above all that, above talking and discussing about it, why we need to get into our prayer closets and intercede and pray and prepare. So get ready for that. That's going to be tomorrow night, April 30th. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.